here's a story from The World.
The 2019 FIFA Women's World Cup was huge and a milestone for the game. More than a billion people from around the world watched. The next tournament in 2023 is already shaping up to be just as momentous. The World's Bianca Hillier reports.
It was the middle of the night when Australia and New Zealand's national women's football teams gathered on their respective sides of the Tasman Sea. They were conforming to Swiss time to hear Zurich-based FIFA president Gianni Infantino announce who will host the 2023 FIFA Women's World Cup.
I can announce the host country, which will be Australia, New Zealand. Congratulations.
Australia and New Zealand will co-host the next Women's World Cup, and they're pretty psyched about it. Last winter, they put in a joint bid and put out a souped-up campaign.
We are Australia. We are New Zealand. Together, we are ready to welcome the world.
Japan and Brazil originally put their names in the running, too, but the Trans-Tasman bid ended up in the final round against Colombia. Despite a long history of rivalry, Australia and New Zealand will make this co-hosting thing work by splitting games and costs across both countries. For example, the tournament's opening game will be in Auckland, while Sydney is set to host the final match, a total of 13 stadiums in 12 cities. Aussie defender Steph Catley told local media both teams are over the moon.
And then finally, when they did announce it, it was just the best feeling in the world. So much relief and so much excitement. So it was amazing to be a part of.
New Zealand's captain, Ali Riley, told FIFPro she wasn't sure they'd win the bid. Now that they did, it's a big responsibility.
I'm so thrilled and just still very emotional about it. But I think we have a big task ahead of us, and I want to make sure that the Colombians and every other team that isn't hosting still feels that their voice will be heard in this tournament.
This tournament is still a full 3 years away, but it's already making history. The 2023 FIFA Women's World Cup will be the first one hosted by two countries, the first one in the Southern Hemisphere, the first one in the Asia-Pacific region, and the first one to include 32 teams, up from the previous count of 24. Phew.
This is a historic bid.
Before the announcement, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern championed the World Cup coming down under. She says the cousin countries have a story to tell.
You know, we have as a government been focused on girls and women's sport. We have been working alongside representative bodies to see greater equality in the sporting arena. And it would just be a fantastic event for New Zealand to showcase itself alongside Australia.
For the first time in a long time, pro footballers around the world now have something to look forward to and work toward. Only one team can win the FIFA Women's World Cup. But in 2023, two countries will have that home field advantage. For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.
From PRX.